This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Hospitalizations for confirmed COVID-19 cases is staying steady at a little over 300 people, according to state data. Transmission is also steady. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, has hovered at 12%, well above the safe zone at 5%. Subvariants of Omicron are driving infections. The B.2.12 variant made up over half of cases. The first of three events were held in Aurora recently to address community trauma in Colorado's communities of color. Co-coordinator Candace Bailey says acknowledging the impact violence and socioeconomic disparities have is the first step towards healing.
How we are willing to talk about, address, and really put into the environment the truth. We're never going to get to where we believe we are.
More than 90% of stolen cars in Colorado are returned, but most are too damaged to drive. According to the Colorado State Patrol, the number of cars stolen in the state continues to rise. More than 3,600 vehicles were stolen from January to May this year, a near 20% jump from last year's record numbers in the same time frame. Several laws changing Colorado's criminal justice system went into effect Friday. One redefines what legally constitutes sexual assault to focus on the victim's lack of consent instead of the actions of the perpetrator. Another law changes the criteria for prosecuting someone who uses fake information to obtain food stamps and other public benefits.